here's a story from The World.
It's day 23 of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of praying and fasting. The traditional dinner at nightfall is called the iftar. It's normally a chance for friends and family to break fast together. But in Spain this year, because of pandemic restrictions, mosques can't host iftar, which has meant a lonely breaking of the fast for many people. For some of them, though, a faith ally has emerged to keep the communal tradition alive. Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
At sunset, a young Muslim man with a microphone leads the traditional call to prayer. Normally, he'd be standing in a mosque. Tonight, he's in a church, a Catholic medieval church called Santa Ana in Barcelona's old city. Rector Peo Sánchez looks on, dressed in his traditional black priest's apparel. They say that challenges always create opportunities, he says. This pandemic has taught us a lot. Pain and difficulties open doors. In this case, the doors to the church's expansive open cloister, a place of peace and of air fresh enough to be exempt from Spain's group dining rules. About 60 men are here tonight. Wary of strangers, many of them don't want to give their full names. Among them is Ahmed, a 36-year-old homeless Moroccan. What am I doing here, he laughs. I'm eating after fasting all day long. On tonight's free menu, lamb soup with chickpeas, boiled eggs, bread, and fruit, served by Catholic volunteers. The idea, it came from Fausia Chati Badu, head of the Association of Moroccan Women of Catalunya. She says the folks who come are homeless and on their own.
It's triste, porque este mes es sagrado, es de familia.
Celebrating iftar on the street would be so sad, she says. This is a sacred month, a time for family. Here we eat like family, as if we were back in Morocco. Back in Morocco, if only for a moment. Then it's back to the streets and reality. There are no jobs, so I can't pay rent anywhere, says a young Moroccan Berber hunched over his tray. He says he gets by collecting scrap metal all day. But with COVID, he says, people are throwing away less and less. The young man finishes up, thanks Rector Sanchez on his way outside to look for more scrap. He sleeps, he says, under wooden planks in an alley, with one eye open. There are lots of bad people out here, he says. They steal from you. They'll take your bag, your coat, everything. Then he's off with a wave. Says he'll be back for Catholic iftar tomorrow, when he hears the call. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. You can find us online anytime at theworld.org. I'm Marco Werman. Be safe, stay strong. We'll see you back here tomorrow.